Alabama, south of Helena, Montana. Then there's Denver, Colorado, under Boise, Idaho. Texas has Austin, then we go north to Massachusetts.
You are listening to the WGXC Acra 90.7 on your FM dial. And WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
The Dead Lecturers performance Friday, June 25th at the Beacon Yoga Center is one of the many local events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org. The Dead Lecturers features tenor saxophonist James Brandon Lewis, poet, spoken word artist Thomas Sayers Ellis, and viola player Melanie Dyer. They're performing at the Beacon Yoga Center Friday, June 25th at 8 p.m. See the Dead Lecturers there and find out more information on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, where you can add your own event and have it read on the radio just like this at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC sustaining supporters who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bindlestiff Family Circus of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Passei café preto ao teu lado, fumei desajustado cigarro, vesti a sua camiseta ao contrário, aguei as plantas que ali secavam, por isso o cheiro impregnava o seu juízo. We'll be right back.
passei um café preto ao teu lado, fumei desajustado um cigarro, vesti a sua camiseta ao contrário, aguei as plantas que ali secavam, por isso o cheiro impregnava o seu juízo.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
And I'm Fatia, and I'm also from Hudson, and I'm 7 years old.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish
things. And we're going to do that today. This is our first show where it's just me and Fatia. This is our first time ever doing a show, just the two of us. So, would you like to start us off, Fatia?
Okay, so my book is about I love you, Grandma. I love you, Grandma, because when you see me, you scoop me up ugly and hold me tight. You kiss me and we play together. We always have fun. I really love playing town when I stay with you. We play catch and tag and hide and seek too. I love you because you are always so kind. If I make a mistake, you say, never mind. If I'm worried or scared, you say, everyone cries. Clear up, little one, come on, dry your tears and lie in the grass and gaze up at the skies, and you tell me stories as white clouds drift by. I love you, Grandma, because we have fun all day, and there's always 5 more minutes to play. And when it gets dark and the long sheep dreams, we gaze at the stars before I go to sleep. Grandma, you always make everything seem right. I feel so safe as I hear up at night. I love you, Grandma. I really, truly do. Never, ever will, never be anyone as special as you. I love you, Grandma. And Miss Emily, guess what? My grandma died. I don't talk
about it. Yeah, I know. I was sorry to hear that. I remember when that happened. It's very sad. I also have lost both of my grandmothers, and I miss them very much. But that story was so lovely, and it reminded me of all the nice moments I had with them. It's very sweet. You did a really good job reading it. Your reading is getting so strong.
Oh, and this is the end. I love you, Grandma. Join Grandma Bear and her longing grandchild. Grandchild as they share a field of love and a adventure from playing hide and seek and watching the clouds tell stories and gazing at the stars, seeming time with Grandma Bear.
Aw, that's nice. That book is by Melanie Joyce and has illustrations by Lizzie Walkley. And our radio listeners couldn't see the illustrations, but I know that the characters are bears, which is very cute.
Obviously true.
And I looked... What?
I watched one of our radio shows, like, from 2019.
You listened to one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It was, like, so cool. It was, like, you and Mashuda and someone else with, like, crushes I forgot. Like, I don't know what, like, someone I forgot. I'm really bad at like, people's names.
At people's names. Were you on the show? I can't remember when you started. You just started last year, right? 2020?
2020.
I think. So you were listening to a show from before you were on it, right?
I wasn't on 2019 show.
Yeah. Radio. Did you have fun listening to the show?
Yep.
Have you listened to the show with you on it? Any of our shows that we've had?
Not the show with me on it.
No.
Wait, what was our channel's name again?
WGXC 90.7 FM. Woo! So some people are listening to the radio show on the radio dial on 90.7 FM, and some people listen to it online on WGXC.org. And you can also subscribe to our show as a podcast. So some people listen to it as a podcast. So it's pretty cool.
And you can join us too.
Yeah. Yeah. If any youth out there want to come talk about books, we're always happy to talk about books with people. I did want to make one note about the book that you shared today. If you liked I Love You, Grandma, it looks like there's other books in the same series. I found I Love You, Mommy, and I Love You, Daddy. I don't know if there's an I Love You, Grandpa. I haven't found that one yet. Oh, yeah, I Love You, Grandpa. Phew, I was worried Grandpa was left out. Poor Grandpa. Grandpa bears deserve love and books, too. Did you get that book from school, or did you have it as a gift, or where did that book come into your life?
I had that book, like, just... now, like, 2 days ago, I got it. Like, actually, 3 days ago, because I got it when we were going to it. We found it right in, like, the one of the bookshelves in Ildi.
In what?
In Ildi.
Oh, in the grocery store?
Yep.
Oh, cool. I forgot they sold books there. Well, that's nice that you found a sweet book to read.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. And, like since I lost my colors, I couldn't make a book, like, from last week.
You lost your colors?
Yeah, and now I got them back. Luckily, I found them today.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And today I had art class. Before I had art class, I found them. Then I was so happy that I colored. Like I was closing my eyes and dreaming I had a lot of colors. And I accidentally drew a sloppy, sloppy, sloppy mango.
Whoa. It's that time of year, huh? Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Mangoes are my favorite, but actually what we were drawing was not mangoes. It was actually something else. Like, I don't know.
I love mangoes, too. They're delicious.
And you know, one time we had mango pie for lunch.
Wow, that sounds good.
And breakfast and dinner, too.
A full day of mango pie.
We should have loved to dig in.
Oops, it sounds like there's some sirens outside your house.
Oh, that's true.
Here, why don't we switch to me talking about a book for a little bit while that noise is happening. So I have a book that I could talk about too that actually kind of reminds me of Fatia because it is about a young artist and it is a graphic novel, a middle grade graphic novel by Chad Sell, who also created The Cardboard Kingdom. And the book is called Doodleville. And I just started reading it this morning, so I'm going to read the description so that I don't give too much away, but also give more away than I've gotten to. So here's the description. For fans of Svetlana Tsmakova's Awkward and Raina Telgemeier's Smile comes an inventive new story from Cardboard Kingdom creator Chad Sell about a group of young artists who must work together when one of their own creations becomes a monster. Drew is just a regular artist, but there's nothing ordinary about her art. Her doodles are mischievous, and rarely do they stay in Doodleville, the world she's created in her sketchbook. Instead, Drew's doodles prefer to explore the world outside. But after an inspiring class trip to the Art Institute of Chicago, where the doodles cause a bit too much trouble, Drew decides it's time to take her artistic talents to the next level. Enter the Leviathan, Levi for short. He's bigger and better than anything Drew has ever created before. He's a monster, but a friendly one. That is, until Levi begins to wreak havoc on Drew's other doodles and on the heroes her classmates have dreamt up. Levi won't be easily tamed, and it seems there is a link between the monster's bad behavior and Drew's feelings. With the help of her loyal art club friends, will she be able to save Doodleville and Levi before it's too late? You have to read to find out. But yeah, so far it's a really cute comic series, or I don't know if it's a series actually. Oh no, I did find out it is a series. There's a second book planned at least. But the main character, I am guessing, is 11 years old, because they have at the beginning of the book, it goes like, here's Drew at 3, here's Drew at 5, here's Drew at 7, here's Drew at 9. And then it says, here's Drew now. So I assume they're going up in twos from 3. So I'm assuming they're 11, but I could be wrong. But it shows Drew progressing as an artist. And she has all these little creatures that she creates that she calls her doodles. And she uses this big thing of butcher paper on her wall to create a city for them to live in, or a town for them to live in. And the thing that they mentioned in the description about going to the Art Institute, while they're in the Art Institute, her doodles come out of her scrapbook and are interacting with the paintings. And she's really worried she's going to be caught having her artwork on the walls interfering with the paintings. And then one of her doodles even steals something from a painting. It's in a painting with a baby that has this fancy hat on, and it steals the baby's hat and takes it home with it. And so she's really worried she's going to get in trouble. But it's an interesting mix of, like, I don't know, it's very fantastical, but sort of grounded in real life. That's very cute. And I think people that like to draw will be into the little doodles that she creates. They're very cute. But yeah, so this is a really fun book, and it was recently nominated for an Eisner Award, which is how I heard of it and decided to check it out. So definitely excited to read the rest of it, and maybe even read some more in the series. So I thought I would also highlight some new releases that are coming out this month. So the first one I wanted to highlight is a middle grade graphic novel, Dinosaurs Before Dark. It's the first Magic Treehouse graphic novel book. And Magic Treehouse is a super popular series for kids. And this graphic novel was adapted by Jenny Laird and illustrated by Kelly and Nicole Matthews. And here is the description. Where did the treehouse come from? Before Jack and Annie can find out, the mysterious treehouse whisks them to the prehistoric past. Now they have to figure out how to get home. Can they do it before dark, or will they become a dinosaur's dinner? For the first time in graphic novel, live the adventure again in the very first Magic Treehouse book, with new art from comic artist Kelly and Nicole Matthews. So I'm curious to see if these become popular, because I know that the book series is very popular. And one thing I really like about the Magic Treehouse books is that they have, you know, it's a fun fictional adventure story series, but then they also have nonfiction tie-in books. So for instance, in this one, you know, it features dinosaurs, so they would have a nonfiction book that's about dinosaurs. I think that's a really cool way to get kids excited about learning is, you know, sometimes I read books and it makes me want to research either a time when it was set or a place where it was set or some moment in history. And so I feel like Magic Treehouse did a good job of responding to that by creating that nonfiction content for them already. So moving up in age range, a little bit older for middle grade as well, though, is Force of Fire by Sayantani Dasgupta. And here's the description. Pinky hails from a long line of Rakosh resistors, demons who have spent years building interspecies relationships, working together to achieve their goal of overthrowing the snaky oppressors and taking back their rights. But she has more important things to worry about, like maintaining her status as fiercest Rakosh in her class and looking after her little cousins. There's also the teeny tiny detail of not yet being able to control her fire breathing and accidentally burning up school property. Then Seisha, the charming son of the Serpentine governor, calls on Pinky for help in defeating the resistance, promising to give her what she most desires in return, the ability to control her fire. First, she'll have to protect the Moon Maiden, pretend to be human, ugh, and survive a family reunion. But it's all worth it for the control of her powers, right? That's Force of Fire by Sayantani Dasgupta. Can you imagine having fire breathing as a power? Ooh, I'd be worried I'd burn things down all the time by mistake. Definitely seems worth it to control that power.
I don't know what to say for that, but something.
You wanted to say something?
No, but
oh, you don't.
Funny.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Because I have an eraser.
You have an eraser?
Yeah. I'm going to color a rainbow.
You're going to color a rainbow? Is that your special power?
No, but I love rainbows.
Well, while you're drawing that rainbow, or erasing the rainbow, I'm not really sure. But while you're doing that, I'm going to talk about one more book. And this one's meant for teens, or intended for teens. And so the first two either already came out or are coming out this week. This one, Blackout, comes out next week, June 22nd. And it is by 6 critically acclaimed, bestselling, and award-winning authors. Danielle Clayton, Tiffany D. Jackson, Nick Stone, Angie Thomas, Ashley Woodfolk, and Nicola Yoon. And here's the description for that. A summer heat wave blankets New York City in darkness, but as the city is thrown into confusion, a different kind of electricity sparks. A first meeting, longtime friends, bitter exes, and maybe the beginning of something new. When the lights go out, people reveal hidden truths. Love blossoms, friendships transform, and new possibilities take flight. Beloved authors, the ones that I mentioned before, celebrate the beauty of 6 couples and the unforgettable magic that can be found on a sweltering starry night in the city. And so this is I haven't read it, so I don't know for sure exactly how it works. But instead of being individual short stories, it sounds like the story is kind of all interlinked. So it makes this novel about this time and this place and various people. So each of the authors contributes a portion of it. And I haven't read all of the authors, but I've read most of them and loved their work. So I think this is going to be a really great one. And I like a good blackout and a good blackout story. So that one seemed right up my alley. Excited to check it out. So how's your rainbow doing?
Good. Awkward. I forgot to say awkward.
Awkward.
Awkward. Like tacos, a weird name, tacos.
Okay, so those are the books that we wanted to share today. I wanted to mention a community event that is coming up this weekend in honor of Juneteenth. There is going to be a celebration. It's the 2nd annual Juneteenth celebration. It'll be at the Waterfront Park from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday, June 20th. And there's going to be music and food and activities, and there's a movie screening. There's going to be portraits. So it should be a really amazing event, and all are welcome. If you see signs saying it's on Saturday, June 19th, it's actually going to be on the rain date because there's some rain in the forecast for Saturday. So if you're hearing this on Thursday or Sunday morning, make sure to check it out. And so Hudson's 2nd annual Juneteenth celebration down at the Waterfront Park on Sunday, June 20th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And happy Juneteenth to all of our listeners. But on that note, I think we're just about out of time for today, but we thank everybody out there for listening, and we wish you all a wonderful week with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime, happy reading.
Bye.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand, grandma's hand, soothe the local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her she'd say, baby, grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, grandma's hand. Grandma's hand used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma. Just